Hey, so apparently Kendall Jenner of the Kardashian clan had a stalker that showed up by her pool just chilling. I'm like, how in the world? You realize how insane that is? Like, you're supposed to be this big, rich celebrity and having all these security measures, and some guy can get in and just show up by your pool. And the answer that they're kind of given to the problem is more security. No, you don't need more security. You need better security. Like, it doesn't take a genius to figure out, okay, these are the way in, these are the ways in, these are the ways out. How put cameras there, watch them consistently, patrol the area. You can have literally, I don't know how big her house is, but you have literally two guys do that. One guy on the roof, one guy inside. The guy on the roof and the guy inside take turns walking around. Like, it's and from the roof you could probably see everything. I don't know. It's just the marine side of me talking. But yeah, you need better security. You don't need more security. But on a separate note, could you imagine like being a security guard? Like, I do security, and I did security for years, right? You imagine being a security guard for Kendall Jenner or any other Kardashians. Like, Kendall Jenner, first of all, she's super hot. But you see, she has like super hot friends. You know she's throwing these crazy parties. Just imagine Kim Kardashian at the pool. Her sisters, Khloe, sexy ass, walking around, in a bikini. Your security, like, come on, man, that's like a dream job. And then imagine like, why would you quit? Yeah, just think about how much they get paid just to like sit there in the mansion. Hey, Kendall, how's your day? Hey, Sean, it's going great. How are you? Just all the contacts you can get. I don't know. It definitely doesn't seem like the most dangerous job. They're probably armed, which they should be, because people try to take out famous people. But and then you go to another job, which I wouldn't. But let's say it's, you decided to leave for some reason and go to another job. Oh, what was your last job? Oh, I was a private personal security guard for Kendall Jenner at her mansion. Oh, like, that's a one up on everybody, pretty much. I mean, you can't get any better unless you talk about the president or other A-list celebrities. But yeah, the stalker on the real though, the stalker is the MVP. I mean, at least he's not like a rapist or something. He could have really took advantage of that situation. He could have got in, waited for Kendall to come out in her bikini, probably just sunbathing, suntanning, whatever they call it, laying down, and then boom, now he's on top of her. But yeah, that's crazy, man. Anyways, let me know what you guys think. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.